The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Hey, can you come pick me up?
Yeah, what's wrong?
Nothing.
Are you sure?
Yeah, no, I just need a ride.
Ride.
Oh, my God. So fun. I just want to have fun.
Start your engines.
I'm Benito Skinner.
I'm Mary Beth Barone.
And this
is
Ride.
I'm Regina. I'm just kidding right here.
My name is Regina George, and I am a massive diva. I thought she was going to say diva every time. Edward and I were like, can I just say what I had the pleasure of doing the other night? Mary Beth took me out. She took her guys out to get chicken strips at a diner. She paid. And then we went home and watched Mean Girls, the musical. But you can't say that in the advertising because no one goes to musicals. Like, I find that to be so, like, God, pathetic. Like, why can't we say things are musicals? People really won't go.
They'll only see horror movies now. Don't you know?
Smile. Well, I know I've auditioned for enough. Holy mm-hmm. ass.
Yeah. So I would love to live in a world where we can advertise musicals as musicals, but that's just not what we're in right now.
When Timmy started singing in Wonka, I went, what the fuck? But I was in.
Like, statistics.
not time. As Wonka.
It was a little random to sing about statistics in Wonka, but.
I know. They did say
businessman.
Bussy in
they
Wonka.
They said Bussy.
Which no one.
I actually knew that. I haven't even seen it
you
yet.
You texted me because Patty Harrison told you. They said bussy.
Patty, I hadn't spoken to her in 2 years. Yeah. And she texted me out of the blue. And she said, they say bussy in Wonka.
And seeing a text like that from a friend, I mean, happy holidays.
It was over the break. Mm. I was like, I need more information.
And you told me, I was like, I'm going to Wonka today. And you were like, can you just confirm something for me? And I thought that I was like, Patty is fucking with you. There is no way. 5 minutes in, bussy.
Yeah. So enjoy explaining that to the elder generations.
I love that, like, 1920s whimsy Britain, like, they know the word bussy.
Doesn't it make sense for that to be British slang from the 1920s?
Totally.
My bussy hurts, sir. Like, you have to call
it his bussy.
He touched me.
I like that.
His bussy brushed me.
I'm the grandma. You're the butler. Yeah. I don't know why we took on those roles.
Fetch me the bussy towel. And it's like the one towel they would use to wipe their bussies. Yeah.
Oh, you know what?
Hey, I freaking buy it.
You know what that makes me think of? You know in 101 Dalmatians, the woman who's staying over in Cruella manages to get in the house and take all the puppies? It's like, wow, girl. You really fended her off.
When was that?
You really blocked her ass.
Wait, in 101 Dalmatians or in Cruella?
Do you remember? No, in 101 Dalmatians, you know I'm not talking about Cruella. That's season two. I can't talk about the plot of Cruella until season two. Oh, yeah. I guess we haven't said what today is. You can't always get what you want. It's the season finale.
And by that measure as well, life is a highway.
I would ride it all night long.
If you're going my way. Snapping.
I got
snapping off feet.
Hey guys, I got a name for our band. Let's call it Rascal Flats.
No, wait. Hey, call on me. Can we call it Florida Georgia Line?
Oh, come on, dude. That's perfect. Oh, I have one.
What?
3-6 Mafia. Those are my favorite band names, by the way.
Wait, I have one. Yeah? Los Lonely Boys.
Oh, yeah.
It's Wait. Three Dan Humphreys.
That's so us. Sorry. That is so us coded. Oh, we are kooky today in the finale, my love. But that woman in 101 Dalmatians, she's like Anita's house manager. She's like supposed to watch them while they're out on a date. With Pongo and
yeah.
What's the
mom?
What's Dalmatian. The bitch's name?
They go on a double date with the two dogs.
Yeah,
I know what you mean. So Cruella comes over and she like threatens the woman, and then she gets all the dogs.
What are you doing?
She's not trained in combat, you know. Yeah, she's just like, she's like, I'm not gonna lose my life over these dogs.
She was kind of gagged for Cruella. Cruella showed up and she was like, fuck.
She was like, walk right in.
She's
me.
Like, she's freaking starving.
Hey, get in
dude.
Here, girl.
Wait, I mean, I guess you can come in if you're gonna look like that.
Yeah. Lobster my teeth.
Yeah. Lobster my teeth era.
So this is the season finale of Ride, season one finale. Whoa.
We did 235 episodes and we've been taking AG1 for 235 years.
It's been an amazing year. I think we can safely say it's been an amazing year with the bronies. We're actually like sad to go off air, but we do need a break. Mm-hmm. And we think you need a break to maybe catch up on episodes you missed, mm-hmm. re-listen to ones that you loved. And just miss us. Like, absence makes the heart grow fonder.
That's so true. And we're going to get into that more. I would have never imagined that another Dune would be released before we were done with season one. I mean, how crazy is that?
I wasn't expecting it, mm-mm. but I'm happy. Mm-hmm. I think I've explained this prank. If you date a straight guy,
yeah,
you tell him you're going to watch Dune on your phone and just see what he says.
No, I don't need to see Dune 2 in theaters. I'll just watch it on my phone.
Wait for it to come out on Max. And he punches a hole in the wall.
Really? He takes the whole house down to the studs.
Yep.
Move that bus.
Wait, you know what I was thinking? You know that song that's like, don't it always seem to go?
But you don't know what you got till it's gone. You see paradise, you put up a parking lot. That was like a big statement on conglomerates.
About capitalism. And when Vanessa Carlton and the guy from Counting Crows did it as a cover, that's a pretty fabulous song.
Oh, Vanessa Carlton, not today. Season two.
Season two. We should make a farewell playlist with all the best songs about driving and parking lots.
Yeah. And also just like, it's a very sing-song podcast as of late.
As of late.
I don't know why we're just always, we're singing, love.
People can still change. Well, it sweeps. It's sweeps week.
UMG. UMG has removed all the music from Ride the Pod.
We are in deep, deep legal trouble. That's why we have to take a break is to fight some legal battles.
And I looked it up. Clarity by Zed. UMG.
No.
We're fucked. No. Dude, we're fucked.
No.
I'm dying to say that in a movie.
I thought it was Interscope.
Also, Mommy and Daddy have to go make a television series.
Yeah.
Ultimately.
On the Paramount lot, we got held at gun and knife point. Both.
Yeah.
And they said, if you don't make a TV show, we're going to kill you.
So imagine this. You know, you've wanted us to do like full video for the podcast for every episode. What if instead we made a TV show? I'm a little brain dead today, but I'm going to
do
my best.
No, me too. I think it's great.
I'm going to do my best.
We're having fun.
Okay. Oh, it's like my back hurts. I've been working out. Yeah, I said it.
I have this new theory that all people do in LA is go out to dinner. That's my new thing about LA.
No, literally. And lunches. Whoa, whoa, whoa. So we're taking 3 hours out in the middle of the day?
In the middle of the day.
I'll see you there, kid.
Where do I sign, kid?
Yeah. Don't it always seem to go, but you don't know what you got till it's gone. See paradise, put up a parking lot. I thought it was see paradise.
I think it's pave paradise, but I guess we'll have to... maybe not look that up.
He was feisty. Yeah. He didn't want to cut that
a white
in
man
the studio.
With dreads, don't come for me.
No.
He said, do not come for me. I'm talking about capitalism.
I got something today for you.
Oh, I did want to say something about the Ring community episode. Mm-hmm. Don't weaponize the Ring community against people. That's all I'll say.
Well, don't be a Karen on the Ring community and we can sniff you out. Wait, I need to know her name. Sorry, I need to get this woman's name. I have found my favorite actress because she's an actress on TikTok. This woman, she makes these videos where she pretends to be a Karen and she goes, I can't, I'm laughing. Think about it. I knew it. This muffin that I'm eating, this blueberry muffin, it's cold. I asked for it to be warm. We'll put her in Ride the Pod.
Oscar. Oscar goes to.
Looking up a name on TikTok right now. Whoa. I'm like, I'm. Bum, 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 bum. Up with it. Like, I am literally like trying to find my way down a hallway at a teen party.
AG one, last one.
Well, we made it. It's the last AG1 ad of season one of Ride, the podcast.
Come on, baby.
I want to remind everyone that if you are missing the ads while we're on hiatus, you can always come back and listen to them.
Always return to the sacred text.
Of course.
Our ads. Someone did tweet that no one does ads like us.
Oh, we're going to do a post this week of an email we got in the inbox about ads.
Oh.
It's explosive. I'm not saying what it is.
Dude.
You'll see it, dude.
And you always bury the lead.
Let us know what your favorite ad is, or has been. So taking care of your health isn't always easy, but it should be simple. I feel like I've always said that.
I know. And you know what? Healthy aging shouldn't feel complicated, because that's what I'm doing. I'm healthily aging into my early 20s. But just one daily scoop of AG1 covers my nutrient gaps and supports my mental and physical health without a lot of hassle, okay? It's just 60 seconds every morning. I know I'm giving my gorgeous sexy, delicious body what it needs in setting up sustainable habits for the long run. I asked my doctor this week, I go, hey doc, how could I have such a tiny waist and such a big ass? And he said, oh, you must be taking AG1.
I was actually there for that.
Yeah.
I was the PA and I was taking notes in their electronic medical records. It was crazy.
No, literally. And if there's one product I had to recommend to elevate your health, Mary Beth, it's AG1. And that's why I've partnered with them for so long.
You came to me and you said, I have been partnering with AG1 for so long. Why don't we bring in the family? Let's bring it into the fold. We'll partner together.
Mm-hmm. No, AG1 is delicious. It's nutritious and it's good for the family.
So if you want to take ownership of your health, start with AG1. Try AG1 and get a free 1-year supply of vitamin D3 K2. I mean, I've said it once, I've said it 1,000 times. And 5 totally. Free AG1 travel packs with your first purchase exclusively at drinkag1.com/ridepod. That's drinkag1.com/ridepod. Check it out.
AG1, last one. Truly believes life can be more refreshing when we can be real, let loose, embrace imperfection, and allow ourselves to be free from convention. That's why Truly has something for everyone for the very unique flavors, including 3 lightly flavored mixed packs, berry and new party pack.
That was the step team. That was the Paramount Lots in-house step team. And they've just performed.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for putting your own little spin on it.
We're all practicing for the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. It's right around
the corner.
We're
going to be on the Truly float as the king and queen of hard seltzer.
Oh my God. Imagine that. Us on the Truly float. Truly delightful. That's what it'd say down the side. Truly delightful. Truly thankful.
I want a dress made out of the can tabs. Truly can tabs.
Oh, very Katy Perry.
Truly Hard Seltzer's new party pack has a flavor for everyone, making it perfect for you and your friends. With 4 fan favorite flavors, including brand new raspberry. I mean, God, I've been waiting for raspberry for years. It's got a little something for everyone. Bring it to wine night. Okay. Fucking subvert the fucking expected. Bring it
hey,
to
I heard it's wine night. I brought Truly.
And I had a few on the road. Not driving. They walked, obviously. To wine night.
Well, of course.
Bring it to the gym. Haha, just kidding. But you get the idea. With this new pack, there's nowhere you can't bring the party, except, of course, air travel. You can't bring your own beverages.
Yeah, please don't bring it on airplanes, you guys. To find Truly Hard Seltzer near you, go to trulyhardseltzer.com/locations. That's trulyhardseltzer.com/locations. Truly Hard Seltzer, keep it light. Truly Hard Seltzer Beverage Company, Boston, Massachusetts. Please drink responsibly. Okay. And that's on Truly.
By the time this comes out, I think award season will be over.
Oh,
so I'm sure people are
thank
dizzy.
God. And I have to say this. I am so proud of everyone a part of Barbie. Just you need to leave me alone. I swear to God, I'm so happy for all of you. And I want nothing but everything for you. Please, dude, stop. I can't do it. I cannot see anymore. Chloe Sevigny said it best. There was like a what's in, what's out thing. And it was like pink or Barbie core. And she's like, we need more influences. I agree. Dude, it's crazy. I actually can't do it anymore.
No, I completely understand. I think we've had a really, really wild ride.
Why have these press cycles felt like I'm being, it's just,
well,
they feel
why.
Like an attack.
Because the pictures leaked of Margot and Ryan on like the Venice boardwalk.
16 years ago.
The day I started taking AG1, 235 years ago.
Literally.
And then it was like, okay, so then we have like, here's the first look photos. Here's the teaser. Here's the trailer. Here's
the second
trailer. Here's the world tour. Basically, they had a premiere in every single city with electricity.
Yeah.
And then it just became like, oh my God, this is the biggest movie like ever of all time.
Which, yeah. Hey, yes. Greta,
you
I'm
did
standing
it,
at my lab.
You did it, Ken.
No, everyone involved, standing O. You have my standing O. I'm not taking that away from you, but you guys, you gotta give me a break. I can't do it.
Give me breaks.
Give me breaks. It's kind of all you'll see. And the murder on the dance floor and Barry. I love you all. Just as we need to give you a break from us, they have to give us a break too.
I think
too.
Here's something I never thought I'd say.
Yeah.
Internet culture is ruining culture.
And you're going to say that to Queerest Folks Bending Drama 7 right now, girl?
Wait, can you please tell the Larry David story?
Oh, yeah, I think we can. Who cares?
This story? Okay, I've just prompted Benny to tell a story. I freaking, you know what, Ken? Sometimes good things happen.
It makes me so happy and it's so ride-coded. And it's sweet. I mean, it comes from a place
of
love.
Heart of gold.
Heart of Gold. So I hope you've seen it and I hope you watched it. And I hope you had to explain who I was to your boyfriend. But I was on the latest season of Curb Your Enthusiasm. It was a total dream. I shot it on my birthday. And when I came home, you were staying with me. Terry was out of town on my birthday. Okay. What's his name and what's his address? There are easier ways to tell me your
Her name is Charlie sleeping. XCX.
Yeah, her name is Charlie XCX.
And she's from London.
She's from London.
It's Charlie. I just want to go real hard. I just want to go
Charlie,
real hard.
Charlie, AB, studio, gone real deep. I get this role on Curb. It's an absolute dream. Everyone on the set, you know what it is? Such a well-oiled machine. Everyone's just lovely. Everyone's relaxed too. A lot of it's improv. Like you get the kind of like main lines that they want you to say and the like plot of the scene. And then you like rehearse it with the Mr. King. Larry, the king, a lovely man, just like an absolute king in every single way possible. It was so warm and nice. But I think someone on the set had told him I was in Queer as Folk, which is a little random. I don't think he would have known what that was. I can't imagine that he's familiar with the original or with the remake, the reboot, if you will. It's not a remake. And he comes up to me and he goes, so what's your talent on Queer Eye? I thought it was like a bit.
If that's a bit, oh,
literally,
bit.
I go, shit,
he
dude.
You gave a function.
Literally, bam, bam, bam. Yeah. I was like, Larry, you got to buy me a drink first. I was like, I'm not in Queer Eye, Larry. And he goes, oh God, I'm so sorry. But it was so, and we laughed and we just laughed. But he was like, God, I got the names mixed up. I was like,
understandably.
I just love that he thinks that I would be fully booked on Queer Eye. Like in New Orleans, mm-hmm. like
you missed a makeover that day.
No, exactly. Like I should have been renovating a house that day, but instead I was just like, no, I want to play the salesman and Curb Your Enthusiasm for this episode. I love it.
It's so cute.
And the whole experience, you know what? You know, when those experiences are just freaking fabulous tip to taint, that's what happened. It was just the whole experience was amazing. And all your messages about it really made me so happy. And it's the first thing I've been in that my parents could like really watch without me being like, close your eyes. And yeah. Some parts. So.
It was sweet. The day you filmed it, I was there. And mm-hmm. then the day it came out, I was there. It was really full
circle. It takes a long time for things to come out. I just want to say that about the industry and just, it's a lot of, and just seeing how many people are involved in a production like that. It's really
well,
crazy.
You know, my whole thing about how I think it should cost $1,000 to see a movie. Mm-hmm. Now that I've seen how hard it is to make one.
Yeah.
It should be only $1,000 per ticket, 1,000. Except for there would obviously be like discounts for like queer people and marginalized communities.
Of course.
But I think like rich people should be paying $1,000 to see a movie.
And students. We have student night.
Student night, of course.
Student night. All students can come. No other nights, though. Sorry.
Sorry, cinephiles.
Sorry.
Cinephiles pay more. Cinephiles,
oh, you saw
2K.
Some cinephiles the other night.
When we walked to the diner the other night, yeah. And there were cinephiles. I literally go, I don't see movies. I'm just in movies. I really wanted to say it loud enough for them to hear it. Yeah. Obviously, I'm joking.
I but know. Like,
it's just funny.
I'm like, I was in bros, fun. Cut from it. I'm cut from bros.
Well, this is a PR friendship. Mm-hmm. A lot of people don't know that.
You know what a lot of people don't know is that there are PR friendships and we aren't one. Isn't that crazy?
I know.
I get my 8 hours every night because we are a real friendship. I
know.
Swear to God.
Wouldn't it be so hard if we weren't?
Sometimes if we're in a call together, I'm like, I think this call would make, when we're in a call together... We record this so early. It's like 10.
It's
10, dude. I'm like, wait, this call would make the bronies so happy.
I know. Sometimes I wish we recorded just like us hanging out to put out.
And when we talk about our kids.
We
love
you. Kids.
We love you so much. This is just such a dream. And we should get into what we ride for. We gave them a long intro because it's the season finale.
I feel like there's so much to say that we can't even really get into it because... There's too much to say.
You know.
This has been such a magical year for us, building this podcast and the community and our army of love. I knew that we had something special in our friendship and our private time.
Chemistry. Lessons in chemistry.
To be able to monetize that has just been so special.
No, it like makes me, I'm choking up. Like being able to take something so pure and sweet and like innocent
and slap a logo on it.
Monetize the living fuck out of it. I mean, come on, dude. This is what dreams are made of.
I guess we should get into what we ride for.
Today, I'm going to be riding for everything in moderation.
And today, I'm going to be riding for getting what you need.
I got one less problem without you. I got one less problem without you. I got one less problem without you.
One less problem.
I got one less problem. Do you hear me?
I heard you. What I was going to say is you have your first love and then you have your second love.
You have your me love.
And then you have your me love and then you have your love you sweat. And then you have the army of love and then you have third love.
And then you've got third love. It's really all about love, dude.
It's all about love. Do you want a bra that's sexy or a bra that's comfortable? Benny, answer me right now.
Why can't I have fucking both, dude?
Well, thanks to Third Love, you can have both. Third Love was started to take all the frustration, ick, and ugh out of bra shopping. That's why they make solutions for every bra problem, aka problems. Their bras make it easy to bring back perkiness you haven't seen since high school.
My tits are at my chin.
I want tits at my chin. You know what? I'm going to give Third Love a try and see if it's real.
Designed at their headquarters in San Francisco and made from premium materials, they put every style through hours of wear testing on real women, including themselves, before it's given the stamp of boob approval.
Plus, whether you're a double A or an H cup, their virtual fitting room will help you find your perfect fit fast. I want to put Nina Drama in the virtual fitting room.
No, I know. She's a half cup, so thank God. I'm between an H and a G, sister.
What's a girl to do? It's time to get your problem solved. Visit thirdlove.com and get 15% off your order with code podcast15. See, some companies, it's a URL. Some companies, it's a promo code. Return to the ads if you want to know.
I got one less problem without you. I got one less problem without you. Hey. There is a TikTok where this genius woman, again, there's no way of us finding that TikTok ever
I have again. It saved to my phone. I'm going to post it in a dump. About
okay.
Ads.
Okay. But she goes, oi. As O-U-A-I. Oi. So here's the thing. Hairstyling can be time consuming. Don't I know it, sister. But with Way, I love the detox shampoo. I love their leave-in conditioner. It smells so freaking good. Hello, Bondi Beach.
But you know what? My accent isn't even good today. I hadn't done the proper mouth prep.
Okay.
But they are introducing Way's no antifrizz cream. You're too busy to be frizzy. Grab Way's no antifrizz cream. It's lightweight cream that provides immediate frizz control that lasts up to 72 hours.
Oh, yeah. God. Should I do the rest as Courtney? You'll be way obsessed with Way's bestsellers. Leave-in conditioner, detox shampoo, Way fragrances. From Sydney's iconic Bondi Beach to the vibrant streets of Paris. Hair oil and hair gloss. I love gloss. It's so glossy. Hola, chicos. So, frizz-free up your schedule with Way. Go to theouai.com and enter promo code RIDE. My friends told me they did this, okay? And I really love that. For 15% off any product, my friends get 15% off. They don't get the free products I have in my house. They get 15% off. You got to pay for stuff just like everyone else. That's theouai.com, promo code RIDE. Let's do away together. One, two, three.
Wait, where are we going?
Who cares?
Ride.
Imagine this. Every Wednesday, you listen to Ride the Pod. Dum, dum, dum.
You're being so funny today.
You're being so funny today, and you're going to get it. Oh, Earth Cafe check.
Earth Cafe check, Tiffany check.
But then we start releasing Ride every hour. You have 24 episodes a day. It's too much. You're overwhelmed. You're sick. You're throwing up all the time. It's too much overload. The gibberish, it's all of a sudden it's in pig Latin and you don't know what to do. And you missed an episode yesterday and all of a sudden you're just like, it's just too much. It's too much of a good thing. Here's the thing. My mom always said everything in moderation. And then I taught her even moderation. So sometimes you can be a glutton. You can be gluttonous. But other times, I just think that in life, I am a very much quality, not quantity person with everything except clothes and makeup and skincare and
money.
But here's the deal, dude. I just think that in a society that tells you you need so much and have to do so much and release 50,000 episodes, it's like, let's get back to purity. Let's get back to making sure that everything feels special and that we've been thoughtful about it. It's just, whoa. I think everyone would enjoy a little dose of moderation. And sometimes, hey, I'll butt chug a big old, you know, thing of beer and go crazy at a night out. Wait, we had a friend recently. It was so funny. She was talking to us and she was like, yeah, it's just like, I don't know. I find that a couple times a year, I just like to like drink a lot and do drugs. And we started going with it. We're like, I like to fucking get reckless and break into a storefront and
murder a couple guys
and kill some people
and steal a cop car
and drive
and
around town
down the Paramount lot
and literally and paint my face like a clown and put my head out the window
and fire up
a bazooka. Yeah.
But
the clown prince
what?
Of comedy.
You can have those moments of excess because you have moderation. Mm-hmm. Like you need both. You need balance. And I also think one thing we've definitely noticed is just like, it is easy to get sick of people.
Yes.
And as it relates to moderation of the podcast, mm-hmm. I think it's good to give you guys a little bit of a break.
Yeah.
You can like talk to your families, hang out with friends,
yeah.
go see movies and pay $1,000.
Totally.
And
pay $1,000 and then get that Dune popcorn
get
bucket.
The Dune popcorn.
Oh my God. I cannot wait to get that. It's going to be sitting on my lap. Terry's going to need my popcorn. He's going to have to wax his arms
yep.
to go in. It's going to
well,
rip
gonna
all the hairs
more play.
Out. Oh, totally.
Room
lube it up.
Play.
You have to, no, exactly. You have to lube up your forearms before you get
yeah,
in.
Yeah. And then you, I totally agree. My mom was big into saying everything in moderation, but she also would say moderation in moderation.
Sometimes.
And
yeah.
I think that's really powerful ethos.
Yeah.
And I agree. We live in this world, in this modern world. Mm-hmm. Tell me something, girl. Please.
You'll have no idea. You're about to cut into your beef brisket.
And I go, what the hell?
Your beef brisket. That's what they're serving at your British wedding. Tell me something, girl. And you'll be like, where did that come from?
And you're going to be on. You're gonna
are
be
you happy? As Peter
on
Pan.
Wires.
Are you happy? Wait, if you think about that, that would actually be really good in Peter Pan. There's like something interesting between Peter and Wendy with that song.
Yeah, Never Neverland, that sort of vibe. But I do feel like in this modern world, we're constantly faced with things we don't have.
Woo more play.
Woo more play. Things we don't have. How are we not as good as someone else?
It's more lip filler. Oh. It's more Barbiecore. It's more, it's like everything is more and more and more and more and more.
It's making us feel insufficient as
yes.
we are.
And you are enough and ride is enough. I have to remind myself, this is one of those things that I ride for and I'm trying to learn it myself. I want to bestow that upon my kids. Like last night, I've had Pink Berry 3 nights a week and it's not feeling as special right now. I'll just be totally real with you right now.
That happens to me too.
I want to be super honest with you.
Yeah, I'll kind of like OD on a certain thing.
Like my third coffee, I'm sick to my stomach.
Oh, that's a lot, babe.
I'm in full mania.
Yeah, that's crazy.
So it's just like, you know what? The first coffee, I loved that feeling. Like it's
just— space things out. Give yourself room to breathe.
You know what we all need? You know what we all need?
What?
Just a deep guttural breath.
Yeah.
Don't have to
take
do
a
so
break
much.
Today. Yeah. Get out
good.
Of the rat race.
Everything in moderation. It's so nice. Unless you want to do that one night where you go out.
And you do the purge.
And you do the purge. That's what the purge is about in a lot of ways.
It is. It is.
Even moderation.
That's what I took from it.
Yeah. Same. Yeah. Purge anarchy.
Everything in moderation.
Oh my God. Think of us on the purge.
We would just be like, guys,
can we stop us in masks? Us in full V for Vendetta masks? Come on.
Isn't this a little bit much?
Us at the Gucci store with 6 purses on our hands. Isn't this a little much? Literally, isn't this a little far?
Guys, shut it down.
You have 6 Lady Dior bags. Wait, come on. I think this is a lot.
I think it's too much.
Come on.
I hope that all the Baronies are engaging in self-care, especially during Ride Heritage Month.
Mm-hmm.
Look outside yourself and just be like,
totally.
I am enough. I have enough.
And you can't always get what you want. Want you to make me feel like I'm the only bi girl in the world.
We did. We're doing a cover.
Yeah.
It's make me feel like I'm the only bi girl in the world.
Bi in parentheses.
Yeah.
Fart in parentheses.
Oh. Speaking of the LGBTQ plus.
Oh, yes, my love.
Ride Heritage Month. We're going to give you guys like 2 weeks into April to donate to the Trans Justice Funding Project. So yes. Go to transjusticefundingproject.org. Mm-hmm. Donate.
Email us a screenshot of the confirmation page and the amount you donated. Our email is thisisride1@gmail.com.
And then we want to see like how much money we can raise. And we are so flipping excited to raise money for this amazing organization.
Everything in moderation except donating.
Donating.
Like cash, go more
crazy.
Cash. I want woo more play. I want cash everywhere.
I
stacks.
Want it to rain. I want to make it rain.
Stacks. You know, in Matilda, when they're watching that game where all the guys are sticky and they grab the money, that's what I want.
That's what we want.
I want for us.
And
for
this is an amazing organization because the money goes directly to trans people.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have protection in this country. It goes to people through grants. It goes directly to people. It's just going to be nice to like look outside ourselves and donate, but not in moderation.
But not in moderation. Please do not donate in moderation. Whatever you can give, if you can, please.
We want to encourage you to give what you can. And
we want you to empty your bank accounts, but you don't have to.
Yeah.
Yeah. We want you to go into debt.
If you could. Anything else you want to say about moderation?
You know, it's something that I'm teaching myself. Everything's going to be okay, my loves. We'll be back so soon. Mommy and Daddy just have to go make a television series.
We have to go make TV.
We have to go make TV, and I think you're going to love it.
I think you're really going to like it.
You know what happened the other night?
What?
Talking about big commercials that just stick. It's those things that just stick with you. The Diet Coke commercial from our childhood. Oh, my story of surprise. Come in the sunrise. Dance all night. We're going to dance all night. Dance all night to this DJ. I would say Diet Coke is a great thing to have in moderation.
Absolutely.
You want a moderation? That's a good one.
That's number one on the list.
I would say number one. My mom used to have six a day. I swear to God.
That commercial.
It's a green halter top in my
resonant,
head.
Resonant. Right? And short shorts and wearing roller skates.
I get confused
of what's roller skates and roller blades.
Like Venice Boardwalk.
Dancing on the boardwalk.
Sparkles.
Sparkles. Oh, what a fabulous commercial.
With the sparkles of the Diet Coke.
Yeah.
So fabulous.
Marketing can be so powerful.
Yes, it can.
Marketing in moderation.
Marketing in moderation.
Please don't put ads in my friends' Instagram feeds when I'm on their profile and I scroll and I go, why do they have a picture of a couch on here?
That keeps happening to me where I'm like, God, I wouldn't think that Terry would be advertising that, but
it's like on their actual page.
I didn't think Mary Beth advertised for Woo More Play on her account.
On my account.
She posted this to Grid?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
And that's how they get you.
Exactly. Oh my God.
I said I was going to do a burp in the final ad in the final episode of our season.
Run it back.
People aren't going to believe that that's really me, but it's me.
Ship station. It's the last ad of the season.
It's crazy. I mean, but what better way to sign off than talking about shipping speed and cost as a customer? Mm-hmm. Sometimes this has happened to me. I have abandoned cart because the shipping would either take too long or it was too expensive. And then you get an email saying, hey,
you're so lovely, girl.
Come buy this blouse, baby.
Shipping can make or break a sale. As your business grows, ShipStation can help optimize how you ship your orders so you can stay competitive while you scale up. I want my girls to scale up. Let's go. Whether you're shipping 100 packages a month or thousands like me. Oh my God. Oh my God. Lets you automate routine shipping tasks and easily handle returns.
So this is a company we are advertising for our business owners, our entrepreneurs, our Etsy shop, mommies, daddies, and non-binary individuals. It's a totally fabulous dashboard to manage your orders. And not only that, they also offer reduced rates for shipping. And it's a great way to sort of just like optimize costs and optimize shipping speed.
ShipStation has enterprise solutions that reduce warehouse costs and improve profitability. As your business grows, you can save thousands on shipping costs. I just think that's so amazing. Like, let's go. I want you to save some hard-earned guala.
So keep up your momentum for growth with ShipStation. Use promo code RIDEPOD today at ShipStation.com to sign up for your free 60-day trial. That's ShipStation.com.
Promo code RIDEPOD. Thanks to ShipStation for sponsoring the show. We just want all of you to be able to grow your business. And we saw a lot of your dazzling and your graphic design acumen.
It was acumen and it was skill.
And so I'm thinking a lot of the girls, you're going to need to ship that stuff out.
Monetize your hobbies. We've always said it. And use ShipStation. Thank you, ShipStation.
I'm riding for getting what you need this week. Mm-hmm. And as the Rolling Stones so eloquently said. I mean, that's prose. You can't always get what you want, but if you try sometimes, you just might find you get what you need. I'm going to take you back to...
That gave me goosebumps in a really weird way.
Yeah, well, that's good. That's what we want.
Yeah.
I'm going to take you back to August 2022.
Whoa, don't do that.
Yeah.
My darling girl.
Yeah, I have to.
Okay.
So I was in Edinburgh, Scotland. Yeah.
Can I say two things to you?
Please.
One day.
But that's season two. We actually can't talk about it. You haven't finished it yet. So
we can't talk about one day right now.
I was in Edinburgh and I was doing my show, Silly Little Girl. I was nearing the end of my run.
Totally fabulous.
And I got a text from my manager and she said, this was Friday night. She said, is there any way you can fly home on Tuesday to showcase for this TV show? Mm-hmm. My last show was Sunday. I had to get back to London and then basically fly immediately. I would have had to fly immediately to New York.
And who did you call right after? Probably before Edward even, right? I mean, I would only assume.
I called Benny Drama 7.
You called me.
Queer as folks, Benny Drama.
Queer Eyes.
Queer Eyes, Benny Drama.
Yeah.
And I thought, you know what? It's going to be really crazy, but I have to do it, obviously. You have to grab life by the horns.
Yeah.
I would say Edinburgh, comedy in moderation. Okay.
Whoa.
Dangerous levels of comedy here.
That's how I feel sometimes with the internet. I'm like, everyone always asks me, like, who are the comedians you're following? I'm like, I can't watch sketches because I've made them for 7 years.
Poor Edward. Sometimes he'll send me tweets and I'll go, I fucking hate that person. Can you not send me that?
Literally.
Seriously, dude.
Terry's like, isn't this funny? And I'm like, get that shit out of my fucking face.
Should I write a list for you? Of who did not send me?
You really think I want to see this shit right now?
And he's just trying to make me laugh. And I'm like, can you not, dude?
But if you show me my girl, I knew it. I am filled with warmth.
Comedy in moderation.
Everything. Seriously. Oh my God. It's too much.
It's too much.
It literally hurts my low back.
I know.
We have to figure out how to make my low back hurt less. I know we can do that in season 2, Marshall.
Break. No, in the break, we're going to do it.
Marshall is the one thing not in moderation. I need more Marshall.
More Marshall. Hey, injected in my veins.
Oh, wait. We're finally. Oh my God. It's the Marshall reveal.
Oh, yeah.
During
we're
going to
do a Marshall reveal during Heritage.
They're going to freak.
I'm so excited.
They think Marshall's straight. No, Marshall, they definitely think that.
I fly back for this showcase.
I hated this era.
I know. I was really tired, kid. I fly back to New York for the showcase and I wake up to a text and I say, hey, they want you to screen test. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, this is cool. This is amazing. Mm-hmm. I was very nervous. And you can use context
crass in moderation.
Be crass in moderation. This was when we were negotiating a podcast deal.
Yeah.
In August.
Yeah.
It takes a really long time to actually get the deal signed and start recording and then put a podcast out. So we're negotiating the deal and I get a call from my lawyer and he says, just so you know, before you go into screen test, you have to sign a contract. You have to sign a test offer, which mm-hmm. means that if you get offered the thing, you have to do it. You have to do it because you've already signed. And there's a bunch of terms to the test offer. So I said, okay, is there anything I should be worried about? And he said, well, if you sign this and you get the part, you cannot work on any projects that you have currently ongoing.
Yeah.
Everything will be put on pause indefinitely. You might not be able to pick any of these things back up.
Yeah.
That was obviously really tough because that meant that we wouldn't have a podcast. Mm-hmm. So I went into this screen test and I was feeling pretty chill about all of it because I was like, getting this would be amazing, but I have so many really exciting things that I mm-hmm. want to do that I've been working on for a really long time and I'm excited about. Mm-hmm. And I went in, I did my best. I was proud of my performance. And when I went home, I thought, if I have to give up all of those things, I will be really sad. It will be pros and cons, but I didn't get it. You know what? This means I get to do all those things.
Yeah.
And it was like, maybe in that moment, it was something I really wanted was to do that show.
Totally,
but
of course.
It wasn't what I needed. And sometimes those opportunities come and you don't get them and you feel sad and you feel bad and you feel down on yourself. But what I've been able to do in not getting it has mm-hmm. just been so much greater.
I'm so proud of you.
Because I get to work with you, kid.
I'm having this moment where I'm so proud of you and I could cry. I really could. I'm so proud of you and the woman you are.
I just love this podcast and I cannot imagine if things had gone differently and we didn't have it. Like, I really can't. It feels like something that's always been there now.
If I wasn't at a restaurant and people weren't putting a plate down and it says Taika and chocolate around chocolate chip cookies, it's like, daddy feel good all the time. Yeah. Do you understand?
Yeah.
I'm so proud of you. I'm so fortunate. I think they made the wrong decision.
You called them, Ked. You called them and you said, don't put her in the show.
I said, let me see the contracts. You said, my agent gave me that. I gave you that contract. And it was to decline the offer. You know what's so funny? This was to replace Mariska Hargitay.
Yeah.
It sucks. That's still my favorite joke from The Love Guru.
Oh,
Did you ever see that?
I don't think I ever caught that one.
Yeah, I saw that in theaters. Some of us are Mike Myers heads. And I remember there was like a joke where...
I actually am such a fan of Mike Myers. I didn't see that movie.
No, totally.
That's actually what real fans did.
Mariska Hargitay to all these people. That was like his welcome. That was his welcome greeting. And then she's in it. So he goes, Mariska Hargitay, Mariska Hargitay. And it stuck with me. It's those things that stick with you. Well, they made the wrong decision, but I made the right decision in telling them that you couldn't do it. And I'm so happy to have you. I don't know what I would do if we didn't have this. That was the same time I auditioned for something 5 times. So deranged, so sad.
It was a tough month here.
It was a tough month at Camp Drama.
At Camp Drama.
Yeah. Terry said, he goes, tough month at Camp Drama.
Yeah. You have a lot of wins in this business, but you also have a lot to grieve because you get excited about things and you want things to happen and you want to progress and move forward. But I just think I couldn't move forward without Ride.
You know, if we're thinking about my mom when saying the moderation, our moms, my mom would also be like, everything happens for a reason. And as crazy and fucking stupid as that sounds, mom, she's so right.
She's so right.
You just have to let it happen. And it's so hard. Some things are so shitty and sad, and these are a little bit more petty than some of the actual really sad things that can happen, but it does feel good to just be like, bloom where planted, I'll figure it out, I'll do something else.
Yes.
And I couldn't have done this if I did that. So
it's true.
And this,
who
literally
knows where we would be?
I mean, probably on the cover of Vanity Fair in a lot of ways. We gave up Hollywood for this. It's as simple as that.
You know what's crazy?
I would have been on the Hollywood issue of Vanity Fair.
We would have a star on the Walk of Fame.
Literally, it would have happened in a year.
Everything happens for a reason is so true. It's crazy when you know the reason so fast. So like, I didn't get that. And everything happens for a reason. And the reason was a lot of things. But an immediate reason was Ride. And I have no regrets. I think it all worked out the way it was supposed to.
Same. In the end, I remember being so sad because I didn't get into this one college when I was in high school. And I just, and it was the same day this guy was like, Ben's gay to everyone. So I was like, wow, this is really, I was like, this is a shitty day, I think. I was drinking my Karma Macchiato and just feeling down. Then I went to this other college. And at that college, I met this friend. And this friend inspired my television series. And she also introduced me to her friend who knew Terry. I was having this moment, where I was like, oh my God, what if she didn't bring me to that party? I almost didn't go out that night.
That shit gives me chills.
And I almost wasn't in New York because I was like, oh, I'll go to LA. And then my brother's like, no, stay with me for a couple weeks in New York.
Whoa.
Scary.
Whoa.
Spooky.
Life could be so different.
Could be so different if I wasn't mentioning Terry 40 minutes in.
You did before, but okay. Hey, I'm on top of that shit.
Hey, now.
If you don't bring him up, I'll always breadcrumb you.
How's Edward been feeling post, you know?
Pretty good. Pretty freaking good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was pretty crazy. I did that.
We have such a beautiful chosen family.
We do. We're not even doing Ride or Dies. We ride and die for both of these, obviously, right?
Totally. Let's just go out with a love letter to the community.
Mm-hmm.
We appreciate you. We love you.
Say. Can you call on me?
Oh, yes. In the
yes, me.
Mm-hmm. In the Ride Bedazzled t-shirt.
Rascal Flats. Truly, this podcast, going on tour, seeing all of you, the fact that it is something you share with friends is like the most beautiful thing in the world to me, because I tell Terry every single day, I'm thankful for my husband and I'm more thankful for my wife. This friendship, you mean the world to me. This podcast is, I was so scared to do podcasts because I was like, oh, I prefer to do videos. I feel like I can't handle if someone didn't like me as a person. My OCD would just, it was too much. And being able to talk about intrusive thoughts
For O'Shea.
And the Fellowship of the Ring. The happiness of this space allowed me to, I guess it allowed me to feel like I was okay being myself, which is, I think, a huge
It's getting what you need. And speaking of getting what you need, we wouldn't have been able to go on tour if there wasn't a SAG and WGA strike.
Very true.
So although those were some dark days when I felt like the industry was going to collapse.
Necessary days.
We absolutely.
Yeah.
And we got to go out and see all of your beautiful faces. So
God, you were all
we appreciate
sweet.
You and we love you and stay strong.
Let's just say you can't get what you want as in writers every single week always. But we've got a few things coming that I think will be just what you need.
Stay golden.
Stay golden.
I'm chills.
Stay golden, pony boy. And we want to thank Marshall, our fucking king forever.
Marshall,
my love. He has a mustache right now. It's so fabulous. Do you understand?
Putting up with us and putting up with creatives. Not everyone can do that. But wow.
Just ask Terry O'Connor.
He does it with flair.
But he did it with flair. Hitch. You did not just do it. We love you, fucker. Should we say a bunch of random words now? Tyka,
Fita,
Dear Media,
Incoming, Love Corn,
Love You,
You're
Sweat.
You're so loud.
You're so loud.
Me Love, Army of Love. Oh, you know what I thought of? Army of Love, Me Love, Love You, Sweat. It's all about love.
Love is the most powerful thing in
the universe. Christopher Nolan said that.
Everything in moderation except love.
Tyka Button.
Tyka Button. Oh, my exit.
Benny, babe, eyes on the road. Benny, look out!
Ride.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.